We're sorry. We started the theme too early.
We should get our act together.
Yeah, we're gonna play Stardate after all, because there is a Stardate, folks. Regardless of what some pessimist may be saying. There wasn't a Stardate. There's always a Stardate. And here it is.
Stardate, February 13th. The Ecliptic. Stay with us.
Stardate is made possible through funding by the undergraduate students of the State University of New York at Stony Brook. It can be heard every night at midnight and every afternoon at 5:58 on WUSB, Stony Brook.
Stardate, February 13th. Sunday morning before dawn, you can see the moon near the bright planet Jupiter, now high in the southwest before sunrise. In the next week or so, keep watching the moon as it wanes toward its new phase, when it's between the Earth and Sun, and lost from view. If you do watch, you'll see the moon located a little bit farther east each morning, as it edges toward the eastern horizon and its monthly encounter with the Sun. Each day, the moon will have completed another leg of its journey toward that encounter. It'll trace out a pathway that varies from month to month and year to year, but not very much. In general, the moon is always seen somewhere along a particular band around the sky, also traveled by the sun, the other planets, even the asteroids, all objects in our own solar system. This path can be defined by the sun's ever-changing position against the background stars. It's sometimes called the ecliptic. Get to know the whereabouts of the ecliptic, maybe in relation to some fixed objects in your backyard, such as trees or telephone poles. Once you get familiar with the path of the sun, you'll always know to look near it to find the planets or the moon. You'll also see that these objects don't travel from east to west on paths straight over our heads. The ecliptic slants at some angle to your horizon. Which angle, depending on what day and date of the year it is, also where you are on the globe of the Earth. For February the 13th, that's Stardate. Our show is written each day by Deborah Bird and is produced for the University of Texas McDonald Observatory. And for the McDonald Observatory, I'm Joel Block.
Better. Here we are on time. Well, 2 minutes late, actually, but close enough for us. That's on time.
That's close enough.
4 minutes after 12, and a very good evening to everybody, and a good morning to everyone else.
I'm Mike Uhas.
I'm Eric Corley.
And this is The Voice of Long Island.
Incorporated.
Have we incorporated yet?
Well, no, but we're in the process of doing it, and soon we will be incorporated.
Oh.
There's our corporate executive right there.
Yeah.
He's a shady character. He moves fast.
Yes. We have all sorts of neat things coming for you tonight.
We sure do. We always do, don't we?
Yeah. Okay, let's mention a few things. Well, of course, there's a Tripod Family coming up.
Oh, brand new episode of the Tripod Family. Sidney Shriver's going to be here.
Ooh.
Yeah. After a long absence.
Bunky and Spunky are going to drop in for a minute.
All the old regulars, yeah.
And we're even going to have a dub session.
A big dub session.
Big dub session.
Outright dynamite, they call it.
Yeah. Outright dynamite.
Yeah, ooh. Right. Well, how was your week, Mike?
Oh, busy.
It certainly was. You were working until nighttime tonight, and then you're going to be working tomorrow morning.
Yeah.
Wow, that's really something.
Yeah, won't get any sleep, but that's okay.
I've been busy with, classes and just trying to get my act together all over the place.
But you're not going to be off on Monday.
You know, as long as you mention that, I might as well bring that up. Why? I'd like to know why we aren't off. And I think I know the reason.
Why?
Well, thank you. The reason is that here at the State University of New York at Stony Brook, The semester is sort of conglomerated into 13 weeks,
uh-huh.
when it's supposed to be 15 weeks. Now, this is the last semester they're going to be doing this,
mm-hmm.
Because people just raised too much of a fuss against it. Because people, well, the professors, for one thing, didn't lower their requirements for the semester,
uh-huh.
because the semester was shorter.
Uh-huh.
In other words, if you had to read War and Peace, you still had to read it, you just had 2 weeks less to read it.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it made things a lot harder for everyone. You had to do more work in less time.
Mm-hmm.
See, the only way they make up for it is instead of classes being, say, an hour and 15 minutes, they're an hour and a half.
Uh-huh.
But that doesn't help you when you have homework.
Uh-huh.
Because you don't have more time to do the homework.
In fact, you have less time.
Exactly.
Because all of your classes are 15 minutes longer.
Now, that's probably, I don't know if that's for sure the reason, but that's probably why little holidays like Washington's birthday and Lincoln's birthday are dispensed with.
Hmm. Well, banks are off yesterday.
Everyone's off.
And Monday coming up.
Well, the post office isn't off because they're federal.
Yeah.
Or something like that. But the banks are. And the telephone company is, too. I know because I tried calling them today to discuss my bill. I had a little question to raise about
that.
You
do that every month, don't you?
Well, yeah. Every month I have something to complain about. But they were busy for about half an hour, and then I got a recording saying that they weren't open today. So I couldn't figure that one out. Boy, but Monday is which? Washington's birthday?
Observed.
Observed. Yeah. And when is Washington's birthday unobserved?
The 22nd, I believe.
Ooh. What are we supposed to do then?
Jump up and down.
Now,
and say, hi, Martha.
That's the official one, right? But this is the convenient one.
This is the convenient one, yes.
Uh-huh, because it's on a Monday.
And Lincoln's birthday is convenient, too, because it's on a Friday. Of course, I had to work, though, and many of my colleagues and friends did as well.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but I seem,
you're wrong.
I seem to recall times when Lincoln's birthday and Washington's birthday were a full week apart.
Yeah, well, that's because it was before they were Monday holidays. Is that what you're recalling?
Well, I don't recall this ever happening before, where Lincoln's birthday was a Friday and Washington's birthday was the following Monday.
I don't recall that either.
So, I mean, if I don't understand how that could happen just this year. And
I guess it's the luck of the draw, you know?
It seems pretty strange. When they start fooling around with your holidays, what do you have left?
What do you have left?
You see anything of interest this week anywhere?
Coming up or this
past
week?
No, this past week in retrospect.
Let's see. Have I seen anything of it? No, I've been too busy working. Sad to say. Well, I don't know if it's sad. It's challenging.
Yes. Well, there was a bus plunge in Newsday.
Oh, yes. I saw that bus plunge.
An American bus plunge, in fact.
Mm-hmm.
Which is fairly unusual, you know.
Well, how unusual is it?
Well, usually it's a Bengal bus plunge or a Mexican bus plunge that they're talking about.
But this is a California bus plunge, wasn't it?
Exactly, California bus plunge. And I think two people were killed in that one. Of course, that's not...
I saw that California bus plunge kills, too.
Yeah, it's something that National Lampoon gets into.
Yes.
Collecting all the bus plunge stories.
Most of theirs are from the Times, though.
In all fairness, they were from the Times, but I think Newsday is getting into the act now because that's the second one I saw in 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And in all fairness, though, they did do a story about a truck plunge once.
Yes, they did.
You know?
When I was down in Philadelphia about 2 weeks ago,
mm-hmm.
there was a photograph of a garbage truck halfway off of a bridge.
I saw that.
Did you really?
Yeah, and the guy was arrested for drunken driving.
That's right. That's right.
That was interesting. Yeah, he was
healthy.
That was quite a height, too.
Yeah, what was it, 100 foot or something like that?
It was more than that. Yeah. People look like little ants down below.
Yeah.
Pointing up. Look at the garbage truck about to fall down.
Yeah.
Boy, that was quite an experience, I'll bet. Where was that, Philadelphia?
Yes.
Hmm. Well, I'll bet you don't know what I have queued up on the turntable here, do you?
You're probably right.
Well, you gonna give a guess?
Nope.
This is called Songs of New Nations. Hello?
4-6-7-9-0-1.
Oh, that's our computer telling us what our phone number is. Yes, in case you didn't hear that, it is
246-7901.
Right, area code 516.
Yes, now what's this thing you have here?
Okay, I've got a record called Songs of New Nations.
Mm.
These are all brand new nations. Well, actually, some of these nations don't exist anymore.
I guess they were new back then. With the Ghana and all those others?
Well, Ghana is one of them.
Yeah, that still exists, right?
They're still around, yeah. Oh. Nigeria, the Congo. The Congo is not the Congo anymore. It's now called Zaire.
Aha.
Is that not true?
Yeah.
At least the Belgian Congo is. Then there's Kenya. And that's it, pretty much. But what are we gonna start off with? We're gonna start off with.
Well, in any event, this is good stuff, and don't go away because we got all sorts of fun and surprises coming up.
And that's right. And here's something from Ghana, off the live LP. I'm turning up the wrong thing here. There it is. This is called Osa Yai, Ashanti war chant of the 15th century. Brought to you on 90.1 FM. Soloist is John Swift, by the way. There he is. 20 minutes after 12 on The Voice of Long Island. We understand Sidney Schreiber is standing by, and he'll be doing a focus on the State University at Stony Brook. He'll even be visiting a couple of dormitories, so stand by for that. Right now, here's David Bowie.
Falling hullabaloo and I saw the nearest bar. Under my Sherman went too far. Went on a went for went to Sony. Wonder how the dollar went down. Gotta get it worth for Elizabeth Barber. Hey, oh, we wish me well. Seems like another day I could fly into the eye of God's on high.
It's crazy, I will see.
Get out of the way!
some African-inspired music.
Yeah.
On the Voice of Long Island here
where
on
USC. Where else? That's what I say.
Yeah, we heard a song called Houses in Motion from Talking Heads. Before that, David Bowie, a little-known album called Lodger. We heard African Night Flight.
I never knew that.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun, that album. It goes from place to place in the world. In front of that, a classic track called Burundi Black, first part.
Oh, yes.
I played that once before, and that was got quite a response. I still haven't heard Burundi Black, the second part. Maybe we can do that later on in the program.
Could be.
It's all sorts of interesting things, and there's a blurb on the back about how they inspire all these other people, which we just heard from afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
And we kicked off the whole thing with some music from Ghana.
Oh, I thought it was from Edith Piaf.
No, it's not Edith Piaf. Maybe we'll get to her later.
Oh, good.
We heard Oze Yai, the Ashanti war chant of the 15th century.
Ooh.
Soloist John Swift.
Huh.
On USB.
90.1 FM.
At 29 minutes after 12 o'clock midnight.
Yes.
That's Mike Uhas over there.
And you're Eric Corley.
Over here.
Mm-hmm.
And we have Sidney Schreiber standing by to give us a report.
Oh, good idea. Let's hear from him.
Okay, he's standing by on a tape recorder, I believe, because he put this together. He's a bit live and he's a bit on tape. I don't know how he pieced this together, but hopefully we'll get all the cues and we'll hit the right buttons at the right time.
Good.
But he wants us to play this song first.
Oh?
Yeah, he wants us to dedicate this to him. It's a record called The Sultan of Baghdad.
Oh, yes. He did mention that. That is a very good record, in fact.
I think so. It features Mohammed El Bakar and
his
Oriental ensemble.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Music of the Middle East, Volume 2.
A request for Sidney Schreiber.
The Sultan of Baghdad, and, well, here it is.
On the Voice of Long Island.
Schreiber reporting for Radio Free Long Island News. A new semester has begun once again at the State University at Stony Brook, and we've been spending this week trying to find out what makes this place tick. After extensive research, we came to the conclusion that Stony Brook is a school of learning where people come to be educated. And some of the things that they're learning are pretty interesting. I talked with a few professors over on the campus about just what they teach, including Dr. Joshua Swanson and the math department.
Well, what I try to emphasize is how the hypotenuse of the tangent is co-transcendental with the curve of the polyhedron, using the Pythagorean theory for the most part, of course, but also concentrating on modern-day calculus.
I see. And how do the children respond to this?
Well, they're not exactly children, Mr. Schreiber. Our students are young engineering and math majors who hold the future of technology in their hands. And Stony Brook has probably the most advanced teaching methods in this part of the county. I'm quite optimistic with the prospects here.
Well, that's a very hard thing to hear, Dr. Swanson. Tell me, how do you deal with fighting in the classroom?
I don't think you understand. I'm a college professor, not a grade school teacher. We don't deal with petty discipline. We're concerned with ideas, thoughts, theory.
What about students who don't stay in their assigned seats? Professors are fascinating characters to study. They tend to be very volatile and passionate. We also spoke with a chemistry professor at the campus, Dr. Kirkpatrick. You have a lot of different chemicals there in front of you, don't you, Professor?
I sure do, Sid. I try to gear my students toward an overall appreciation of how chemicals relate to our society.
And chemicals are a major part of our society, aren't they?
Oh, by all means. There are chemicals in everything we eat and drink, as well as what we wear. We even have chemicals in ourselves.
Well, wow, that's really fascinating,
isn't
Dr.
it?
Kirkpatrick. You seem to be quite happy in your little world of chemicals here.
Oh, I certainly am, yes. I'm very, very happy with these chemicals here.
What's this drawer you have over here that says, do not touch?
Oh, those are my own personal chemicals.
Oh.
I use those for experimental purposes.
Oh, really? Let's have a look at these.
No, don't.
Hey, these are interesting-looking chemicals. This looks especially interesting, what you have here in this little plastic bag. What is that?
Oregano. Yes, oregano. That's what it is.
Oregano?
Yeah. I wonder how that got in there.
Well, you have an awful lot of it. That's some sort of white powdery substance.
Yeah. Don't touch that. It's highly.
Hey, there's a lot of money in here too. I bet you didn't know about that.
Oh, well, what do you know?
Looks like a couple of $100.
Well, let's just close the drawer now. I think we've seen enough.
Certainly is a fascinating place. This is a side of the room I haven't looked at. Is there a reason why it's so dark?
The light. It just burned out the other day. I have to get that fixed.
Well, fortunately, I have a book of matches. There. Now I can see.
You better put that out.
Here's a box with an interesting label. 2,4,6 trinitrotoluene.
Put out that match.
Let me get a closer look. The best way to judge a school is to look at its students. So on Thursday night, we decided to take a trip over to one of the dormitories, called H-Quad. Here we observed the study habits of the students. We're currently standing in a crowd of students who appear to be studying quite heavily and talking about their studies. Excuse me, what is it you're studying right now? Well, how about you? Well, it appears that the students here at Stony Brook are so intent upon their studies that they have no time to talk about them with anyone else. So we will now leave H-Quad in Stony Brook for another place. I'm now standing in front of a door that leads to one of the most secret locations on campus, namely, the campus tunnel system. Now, as I open the door and step inside the tunnel system, I see nothing but darkness ahead of me and all sorts of mysterious sounds. Now, this tunnel system goes all under the campus, and not that many people even know about its existence. Now, I've heard allegations that this tunnel system isn't very secure, and it's not patrolled very often by security guards,
And I certainly don't see anybody down here, so I assume I'm the only person in the system right now.
Hey, this is Captain Satori. Freeze! Turn to ice! Stop! Halt!
Oh, looks like there is a security
guard. Don't go right away!
And so we concluded our look at the State University at Stony Brook with the conclusions that the students here are among the most studious bunch of people in the Western Hemisphere, and that the place is very secure from all sorts of intruders. For Radio Free Long Island News, this is Sidney Schreiber. You can turn my mic off now. I'm done. Turn my mic off.
Tomo Yamashita, Michael Shreve, and Steve Winwood. That's from an LP called Go. And you heard it here on 90.1 FM. It's WUSB Stony Brook. Eric, are you there? Guess he's not. Eric's in the other room playing with something. We're going to be having all sorts of neat things happening through the next few minutes. We're going to have the tripods come up within a half hour or 45 minutes or so. And, well, right now, as promised... Let's see, did I mention that we were tuned to WUSB Stony Brook? Oh, the thing we heard just before that was from Philip Glass, of all things. He has a new album out, and I thought you might be interested in hearing something from it. And so that's what we heard. Well, anyway, it's our dub time of the evening, and I'm going to start off with Joe Gibbs and the Professionals. Yes, so don't turn that radio dial if you want some interesting tunes.
Thank you. WUSB, Stony Brook.
Come on. WUSB.
Thank you.
would let the run. After you're wrong.
Gonna leave my mama.
Boy, you're making me think all the things I've got to do. Can't get no peace, all the got to follow rules. Boy, you're making me think just to make a lousy buck. Got to be feeling like a fool. And my mama used to say all the time, what's the matter you? Got you on the plane. What do you think you do? Why you look so bad? It's the night of the bad. It's the night of the place. I'll shut up your face. It's the first job. Real nice, y'all. Real nice. I like it, I like it. Soon as I'm a day, I'm gonna be a big star. Then I make my wish, take myself a new car. Still I be myself, don't want to change the things till I dance and I sing. And my mama used to say all the time, what's the matter you? Got to understand. What you think you do? Why you look so bad? Nice and place. Ah, shut up your face. Hello, everybody. Excuse me, I'm listening here. And join with me in this song. Well, I say, what's the matter, you? I wanted to say, yay. Yeah. And when I say, it's a nice and place. I want you to say, yay. Yeah. Yeah. And so I'm gonna say, ah, shut up your face. What's the matter you? Hey. That you understand? Hey. What you think you do? Hey. Why you look so bad? Hey. It's the night of man. Hey. It's the night of place. Ah, shut up your face. What's the matter you? Hey. That you understand? Hey. What you think you do? Hey. Why you look so bad? Hey. It's the night of man. Hey. It's the night of place. Ah, shut up your face. Ooh. Real nice, I like it, I like it. When I was a boy, just the boss I used to play. Play, don't play, I'll play. It's about a boy, are you being good, are you this? Soon the summer, I'll be a big star. Then I make for me, I'll make for new song. Still I'll be myself. Want to change the thing, that's a nice thing. Used to say all the time, what's the matter you? What you think you do? Why you look so bad? It's the night of man. It's the night of drink. Shut up your face. What's the matter you? That you wonder. What you think you do? Why you look so bad? It's the night of man. Tonight's the place, I shut up your face. Oh yeah. What's the matter you? Got to understand. What you think you do? Why you looking so bad? It's the night so bad. It's the night the place. I shut up your face.
God Almighty. Oh, she make a feel so icy. She keep a thing by me to a party. Balang 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 bang bang slang. Balang 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 bang slang. Anywhere me go, she want to come with me. Anywhere me go, she want to come with me. Go to the sea or take in the movie. She free to come with me. Hey. Balang 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 bang. Mother on a train, her father of a plane, and her mother on a train. Got me full of valeries in my brain. Full of it for a shower of the rain. Hey, balang balang, stamang dalang dal. Say we can rock all night. We ain't no fuss to say there ain't no fight. Oh, I got to really love ball tonight. So make me feel alright. Badang badang dong slong. Badang 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 bong dong. My mother on a train, my father of a plane, and my mother on a. But when the music hits her, says she feel no pain. And everyone that sees her visit, it's never too late for it. So you see, mama, calling all the way. Balang, balang, balang.
dum 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 dum. Some people suffer from the love so debile. This time I think the time we talk the world of them around. Look at that, badam, 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 badim, bam, bam. Hey, balam, 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 badim, bam, bam. Hey, anywhere you go, she come with me. Go to the sea, I'll take you. The moon is she free, so come with me. I'm the early sister Jackie E. Badam, 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 badam. Balang 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 balang, bede 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 down say. She never ever really see no way. She always says she has to come back. Bede 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 bede. Up a plane on the mother on the train, and she say I'm full up with lyrics in the brain. Oh, everyone they could have be the same. Never too late for the shower up a rain. Sing, balang 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 down, balang 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 balang. Oh, she loves me, I love her. Can't you see she's sick, my little girl?
Yeah, that concludes 45 minutes of dub for you. Right here on WUSB Stony Brook. Where else would you get it but here? I ask you, huh? What do you think, Eric? It'd be a quarter to two already. Will somebody answer the phone? 246-7901 is the number. And right now it is time for the Tripod Family.
Radio Free Long Island, with the express written consent of the Three Village Tobacco Farms, proudly presents the exciting adventures of the Tripod Family, the story of one of America's most illustrious families and their struggle to find peace and happiness in the suburbs of Long Island. When we join the Tripods this week, we find them still in the underground wildlife sanctuary somewhere in France, trying to figure out a way to get out. And as we tune in on them today, we hear...
Now, this store has to go somewhere. What do you think, Kathy?
Oh, of course, Howard. That makes perfect sense to me. All doors go places.
Yeah?
Or else they wouldn't be doors, would they?
Exactly. So the only way we're going to get out of this underground wildlife sanctuary is if we go through that door. Isn't that simple enough?
The only thing we must hope for, Mr. Tripod, is that that there door not be locked like that there other door done be.
Right. Okay, now, who's going to go first? We have to climb a few steps.
I'll go first, Mr. Tripod. I am far more experienced at dangerous circumstances such as them here ones.
Are you sure you'll be able to open that door all by yourself, Boris? It looks pretty heavy.
I think I can manage. However, if I should need your assistance, I will call you.
All right. Well, we'll wait down here.
Gosh, I sure hope we get out of this place, Howard.
I do, too.
I'd kind of like to see the sky again.
Me, too. It's been so long.
Oh, I can't believe how long we've been crawling around under these streets of Nice, France.
How long has it been, anyway?
Well, let's see. Our boat tickets are dated 3 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And we went into the sewers about 3 days after we arrived.
Yeah.
So 3 times 7 minus 3 is 18. We've been underground for 18 days. Howard, that's unbelievable.
No. No, Kathy, I think you're wrong about that.
Mr. Tripods, I need your help. This here door is much heavier than I thought.
I know we haven't been in here that long. Are you sure you added correctly?
No, I didn't add at all, Howard. I multiplied, and then I subtracted.
Well, I don't know how in the world you could come up with 18 days.
Mr. Tripod, please, I don't know how much longer I can hold this door here by myself.
You've only been here for a week. Maybe a little bit longer.
Look.
The most.
It's been 3 weeks since the date on the tickets, right?
Yeah.
Now, there's 7 days in a week, right?
Well, yeah.
So 3 times 7 is 21.
Yeah, I understand that,
and
Kathy,
I subtracted 3 days from the time we arrived in France until the time we came down into the sewers.
Yeah, but...
So, 21 minus 3 is 18.
I understand all that, Kathy, but... Oh, wait a minute.
Mr. Tripod, if you do not come over here soon, the door will slam against me and I will surely be squashed.
Did you take into account the time of the trip itself, Kathy?
What? Oh, you mean the time we spent on the boat?
Yeah, right.
Oh, I totally forgot about that. See, now, you're on the boat for about 10 days.
So that means...
No, wait. Now, let me do it. 18 minus 10 is 8.
That's correct.
So we've been underground for only 8 days, not 18.
I knew something sounded wrong, but that's still too long for...
Mr. Tripod!
Oh, excuse me, Kathy. I think Boris is calling me. Do you need help, Boris?
How did you guess?
All right, let's push this door open and see what lies beyond. One, two, three! There are people in here.
Lots of people.
And they're all looking at us. Here, take a look, Kathy.
Wow! Oh, what a mob! Look, Howard, one of them's coming toward us.
There's something familiar about that figure.
Oh, my goodness, Howard! What? Do you know who that is? It's Uncle Jonathan!
And so, after spending more than a week wandering around in the sewer systems and underground wildlife sanctuaries of Europe, Kathy and Howard run into Uncle Jonathan once again. You want to be with us next time when we'll hear Uncle Jonathan say,
"Surprise!"
That's next time on The Exciting Adventures of the Tripod Family, a presentation of Radio Free Long Island and the Three Village Tobacco Farms. This is Don Topeka.
Thank you.
From an album called
Ivan the Terrible.
No, it's not called that exactly. It's called Ivan Rebrov Sings.
Ivan the Terrible.
No, folk songs from old Russia. And it's got some... Ooh, what's that?
I wonder if that had any significance.
I don't know. It had some funny letters here that I don't understand what they say, because they're in Russian probably.
Uh-huh.
We heard a song called Moscow Nights. And
is there anything that sounds like a hit tune or something? I don't know.
Yeah, Hollywood Nights. Bob Seger did that, I think.
Is that
or the Nights of Broadway?
Yeah.
Well, anyway, I happen to know that Moscow Nights has become a standard in many versions, and it's sung by Rebrov, and it's pure folklore essence. I believe he once said, "When evening falls on beloved Moscow, my heart is full of melancholy." You know, it's a song that expresses the vague...
Sounds like you're reading liner notes.
It's a song that expresses...
You happen to know that, huh?
The vague sense of longing that fills each Russian as he gazes at the starry sky over his beloved Moscow. How'd you know I was reading? That's not fair. You should... Get that dial tone out of here.
Sorry.
We don't need that. Besides that, I can make one too, you know. There. What do you think of that?
Well, I'd like mine better.
Good.
I did.
It's 158. There. Stop it. This is silly. This is very silly. It should not be going out over the air. People are listening to us, and they want to hear the news now. And it's already 3 minutes late. All right. Enough. Enough.
4, 6, 7, 9, 0, 1.
That's the number to complain to. 2, 4, 6, 7, 9, 0, 1. Yeah. Time for the news. While the Reagan administration isn't ready to compromise yet on its fiscal 1983 budget, Treasury Secretary Donald Regan says the administration is willing to look at other proposals, but only if they are, in his words, constructive and don't destroy the president's program. He says Congress may have some room to make changes in the budget, but not if they include tax increases or defense cuts. As the secretary put it, "We are not compromising yet, or indeed may never." That's a good quote. Despite that hard-line stand, top congressional Republicans have told President Reagan his $757 billion budget plan won't get very far on Capitol Hill as it now stands. They're particularly concerned over the projected deficit of more than $91 billion. As he left Friday for Camp David, the president told reporters he still has the support of his allies in the House and Senate. Said Reagan, "I don't think there's any desertion taking place at all."
More contract talks are planned Saturday between Ford Motor Company and the United Auto Workers Union, but UAW President Douglas Frazier says he doesn't see anything insurmountable in the issues remaining after a 14-hour session on Friday. Frazier said problems in working out the language on contract concessions prevented an agreement. Ford's chief negotiator says he hopes to wrap it all up before the weekend is over.
One guard has resigned at the Brushy Mountain Penitentiary in Tennessee, where officials say two black inmates were shot and killed by white inmates Monday night. Assistant Corrections Commissioner Dorothy Greer told Nashville television station WTVF the guard quit after taking a polygraph test. She said he refused to answer when he... He refused to answer when asked if he had smuggled a gun into the prison and sold it to an inmate. The head of a federal workers' union says there is no chance of a walkout by his 3,400 members, even though contract negotiations are stalled. The union represents Federal Aviation Administration employees who provide flight guidance to small private aircraft. They are not air traffic controllers. Oregon Senator Packwood, has been hospitalized in San Francisco for stomach pains and fainting. Results of the tests conducted on the 49-year-old Republican are expected Saturday. The aircraft carrier USS Nimitz is back in its home port of Norfolk, Virginia, after history-making 2 years. Its skipper, Captain Jack Batzler, says the dogfight last August with the Libyan Air Force is just one of the high points he'll remember. But, he says, participation in the aborted 1980 attempt to rescue the American hostages in Iran is a high point of more enduring scope. Batzler is leaving the aircraft carrier for a promotion to Rear Admiral. And the space shuttle Columbia is reported moving through tests without a hitch in preparation for its scheduled third launch in March. Two make-believe missions were carried out at the Kennedy Space Center Friday.
Well, Nassau County Police say a 31-year-old horse trainer has been arrested for allegedly transferring the ownership papers on a horse he was training to himself. Third Precinct Detective Arthur French says Arthur Polito of 473 Broadway in Monticello was arrested at the precinct last evening and charged with grand larceny. French says that 45-year-old Leonid Jakovich of Centerport bought the horse, a trotter named Advocate's Price, for $7,200 in 1979 and hired Polito to train the animal. Jakovich, French says, has several other horses, some of which Polito had trained, and the investigation is continuing.
Customers of the Captain Kidd Water Company in Matatuck, Long Island, are being advised not to drink the water by the Suffolk County Department of Health. Lori Benacasa of the Suffolk County Department of Health says the Captain Kidd Water Company, which provides to the area around Captain Kidd Estates on Breakwater Road in Matatuck, has found some levels of bacteria in the water. The department is advising people not to drink the water at this time. The department spokesman says the problem was discovered in a monthly routine check that private water companies must do in New York State. The spokeswoman says further testing will be done to determine the exact problem, and testing should be completed by early next week. But until that time, customers of the Captain Kidd Water Company in Matatuck are advised not to drink it. More information can be obtained by calling the Suffolk County Department of Health Services at 516-348-2774. That's 348-2774.
currently 1 degree Celsius in Stony Brook. That's 34 on the Fahrenheit scale. The USB Long Island weather calls for cloudy conditions tonight with light snow likely towards morning, lows in the 20s, and snow tomorrow morning, then partial clearing by late afternoon, accumulations of 1 to 3 inches, high will be in the 30s. Clear and cold tomorrow night with lows in the 20s along the coast and in the teens elsewhere.
Yeah!
4 minutes after 2 o'clock now, and time for the 2 o'clock album side. What do you say? Oops, what do you say, Mike?
You're tuned to WUSB, Stony Brook.
I don't know if we should have admitted it, but yes, you are.
Yes, you are.
Now, we have an interesting album side once again, folks.
An Edith Piaf album side?
Yeah.
Good idea.
Edith Piaf. We played Edith Piaf one time last year. Where are you going, Mike?
Not too far.
Mike, come on, it's not that bad. I mean, Edith Piaf is a famous French singer, was a famous French singer. Time magazine, as recently as the spring of 1959, this is an old album, as recently as then, described Edith Piaf as incredibly corny and as frizzle-topped. She,
yeah.
For a second, I heard you laughing to the other room. She wears a shapeless black silk dress and sings La Vie en Rose as a lament for everything that ever went wrong with love in Paris or anywhere else. Bangladesh, Nepal, etc. Piaf of Paris, admittedly, is no Mansfield or Monroe in appearance, but as time and a legion of Piaf fanatics, that's a good word, the world over admit, she is in a talent class by herself. Scores of French singers, all wearing black dresses, have been unsuccessfully imitating her for years. Capital is privileged to present, I shouldn't say that actually, but this record company is privileged to present the great Piaf in this gloriously recorded long-playing album conceived and produced in Paris and featuring her most recent continental successes. Piaf, with her diminutive body, expressive hands, and powerful voice, has an extraordinary sense of selecting hit songs. She composed La Vie en Rose and other successes herself. Her La Foule record in France was one of 1958's three bestsellers. She is, as Time reported on February 23, 1959, the best torch singer in the business. So we're going to hear from the best torch singer in the business.
Edith Piaf on The Voice
of Long Island and side two of a record titled simply, well, Piaf. So that's 6 minutes after 2 o'clock. Let's hear this famous French singer once again.
Fais comme si, mon amour, fais comme si on s'aimait. Et qu'un jour, rien qu'un jour, l'amour c'était vrai. Fais comme si, mon amour, fais comme si on pouvait, mon amour, mon amour, s'aimer à tout jamais. Fais comme si, en fermant mes bras sur moi.
Amen.
les hordes de barbarie qui chantaient dans les rues ont chanté leurs amours et puis ont disparu. Seul entre ces deux murs, une ruelle obscure va glissant dans le noir retrouver son boulevard. Une tendre chanson qui n'est pas née d'hier fait revivre un instant tout cela qui s'aimait. Un, deux, trois petits tours, les orgues de barbarie connaissent bien la magie des vieilles rues de Paris. Les orgues de barbarie, ce n'est pas les grandes orgues, mais leurs refrains rouillés savent si bien chanter. Tourne la manivelle des morceaux de chansons à l'ombre des ruelles, joue les belles partitions, tandis qu'elle s'égosille au milieu du boulevard, que des garçons et des filles dansent sur le trottoir. Un, deux, trois petits tours, les orgues de barbarie, c'est une symphonie pour les rues de Paris. Et les orgues de barbarie ont perdu leur musique à force de tourner dans les rues de Paris. Les années ont passé, les refrains ont vieilli, mais les orgues du passé hantent souvent la nuit. Parfois deux amoureux, quand ils s'aiment très fort, peuvent les entendre encore jouer rien que pour eux. Un, deux, trois petits tours, orgue de barbarie, je vous entends toujours dans les rues de Paris. Un, deux, trois petits tours, un, deux, trois petits j'irai finir mes jours derrière les grilles. J'irai piller dans la ville pour t'offrir une robe de satin. Tu ne diras plus que je suis un vaurien, un inutile. Glisse dans le
Un rêve a fait le tour du monde c'était le mien. Mon rêve a fait de beaux voyages et m'en rapporte des cadeaux. Entre les mains de mes nuages, il met le ciel de Bornéo. Tout ce qu'il dit devient merveilleux, le monde est plein de bruit d'abeilles, et je le crois. Le méchant loup est un archange, les ogres mangent des oranges, et je le crois. Les cendrillons filent la laine pour habiller Croque-Mitaine, et je le crois. Alors je dors sur des légendes et je peux voir de mon grenier tomber les neiges de Finlande sur les Noëls d'Aubervilliers. Qu'il y aura des jours, on se dira je t'aime, et les serments d'amour seront toujours les mêmes. Car pour parler d'amour, il n'y a pas de problème. On me dira toujours mon amour je t'aime. Depuis que la terre est la terre, il n'y a rien à faire, rien à faire. C'est ainsi, c'est la vie, mais tant mieux pour les amoureux. Tant qu'il y aura des jours, on se dira je t'aime. Parler d'amour, il n'y a pas de problème. On redira toujours mon amour, je t'aime. Parler d'amour, il n'y a pas de problème. On redira toujours, oh mon amour, je t'aime.
Well, the remarkable sounds of Edith Piaf here on USB.
Yeah.
Boy, that music just sort of hits you right there. Oh, boy, right there, yeah.
Well, according to this clock, it's about 22 past 2.
I have 2:22 on the digital clock in here.
Ooh.
Isn't that something?
Oh.
Yeah, it really looks pretty nifty.
Yeah.
The really nifty one, though, is when it says 11:11.
And it's 11 degrees Celsius outside.
Yeah, that's right.
Especially on November 11th.
Yeah, 1911. No, 11:11 would have been the best thing.
Yeah, but did they have Celsius back then?
They didn't have radio back then.
That's for damn sure.
And we weren't there either.
Well, that's even more for damn sure.
At least, not as far as I know. Well, Mike, you have to go.
Yeah.
No, what you do.
Yeah, no,
we've had enough of you.
Tomorrow,
we've had enough of you, and we're ordering you out of here.
Okay. So I'll see you in a few months.
Yeah, we'll see you next week, I guess.
Yeah, I'll be back Thursday night. I'll give you a buzz a little later on.
Okay, call me up when you get home.
Yeah.
I thought I called you, what was it, 2 weeks ago? Or
last week.
Was it last week?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's right, because I had to get up at some ungodly hour.
So do I.
And you know something? I never did get up at that ungodly hour. I got up a little bit later, but no, that's not a long story we don't have to hear about.
That's for sure.
We're going to stay in France for a little while.
Okay, well, I'm going to say goodbye.
And you're going to go, but we're going to stay in France over here.
Well, I'm Mike Juhas. It's been a real pleasure and a privilege being here with you tonight.
Goodbye, Mike.
And say hi to Captain Kirk for me, would you please?
I will, but Captain Kirk won't be in tonight. Joe Evangelista is coming in.
Oh, gosh.
Yes.
Too bad.
I'll say hi to Joe. I'll call him Captain Kirk if you want me to do that.
Yeah, do that, too, and get ready for a slap.
No problem.
Okay, well, it's been real fun. Can you talk like this?
Yes, I can, but I won't.
Oh, okay. Well, goodbye.
Goodbye.
So long.
That was Mike Juhas.
Goodbye.
He's gone now.
I'm leaving.
There he goes.
Bye.
As I said, we're going to stay in France because France is a nice country and I like it. But we're not going to stay with Edith Piaf.
Goodbye.
We're going to move up a few decades to the sound of civilization.
Mon lit à bouffer sa langue dans du ventre en mon whisky. Quant à moi, peu dormi, vite débris. Mais j'ai dû dormir dans la gouttière où j'ai eu un flash. En quatre couleurs. Allez hop, un matin, une louloutaine de chez moi. Poupée de cellophane, cheveux chinois. Asparadra, une gueule de bois. A bu ma bière dans un grand verre en caoutchouc. Ça plane pour moi, ça plane pour moi, ça plane pour moi, moi, ça plane pour moi. Ça plane pour moi. Allez hop, la nana, quel panard, quelle vibration de s'envoyer du paillasson, limé, ruiné, vidé, comblé. You are the king of the divan, c'est le petit en passant. I'm the king of the divan. Ça plane pour moi. Ça plane pour moi. Ça plane pour moi.
Out of here.
Thank you.
Do you feel you're not getting all the news you'd like to about environmental issues on Long Island? I'm Brian Hasbrook, inviting you to join me this Monday at 6 p.m. for the Public Interest Radio Show. I'll be talking to Dr. Ted Goldfarb, a Stony Brook chemistry professor and member of Science for the People, a nationwide environmental action group. He'll be talking about the multi-million dollar environmental fiasco known as the Hempstead Resource Recovery Center, what it's like dealing with the EPA these days, and such topics as groundwater contamination on the island by agriculture and chemical companies. So won't you join us this Monday at 6 p.m. on WUSB?
Le soir après-dîner du grand Arodène, le Yeah, a plastic Bertrand for you here on USB. That's about enough for them, thank you. We heard from Plastic Bertrand. We also heard from... Who did we hear from, Mike? Who are those folk guys?
Who? Oh,
girls.
Oh, Katie and Anna McGarrigle?
Yeah.
Wow.
That was some good stuff there.
Yeah.
Some French music, you know?
Yeah, get down.
Yeah, we like that kind of stuff here at the station. So,
yeah,
Mike,
you know, we're truly an international station, you know.
We are. And if there's a country that you like and you want us to feature someday, well, we'll do our best and we'll try.
Give us a call at 246-7901.
That's 246-7901. USB FM. Mike, you're home now, is that true?
Yeah.
Well, how was your drive? Was it pleasant?
Oh, it's very pleasant, in fact.
That's good. And it's good that you're home early. You can get some sleep and go to work early next morning.
Well, I don't know how early, but yeah, tomorrow I'm going to go to work, you know, just like a whole bunch of other people.
Well, how about that? As for me, I plan on sleeping straight up until Lista comes in, you know, which is high noon.
Yeah?
Here on the
radio
station.
I'm going to roll out of bed myself.
Oh, really?
No, I think I'll probably get up around 8 or 9.
Yeah, I think that'll be better. Otherwise, wouldn't be much point to you going home early now, would there?
Yes, you're right.
Yeah, so don't say things like that.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
What you got planned for the next, about 18 minutes or so?
Well, the first thing I want to do is remind the folks about something that's coming up later on today.
Jazz and Saba unite when Flora Purim and Ayrto Morera knock them dead in Monterey. And we'll be there. This is Paul Anthony, inviting you to Jazz Alive's Carnival in Monterey with Flora and Ayrto, plus Latin percussion giant Tito Puente. And Brazilian pianist singer Tanya Maria. Altoist Richie Cole and Alto Madness. Carnival in Monterey on NPR's Jazz Alive.
Yeah. Yes, and you can hear that episode of Jazz Alive later on today, around 10 p.m., 10 o'clock tonight. That's part of USB's Radio Free Weekend, this installment of Jazz Alive. Just like all the installments of Jazz Alive, made possible in part through funding by the Graduate Student Organization.
And?
And what?
It's a part of the...
I said that.
Oh, you did?
Yes, I did.
Well, say it again.
The Radio Free Weekend.
On USB.
Yeah.
That's very good, Mike. And Joe Evangelista is here.
Hi, Eric. How you doing?
Hi, Joe.
Hi, who's this?
This is Mike.
Hi, Mike.
My co-host.
Hi, how you doing?
He looks like a little box, but he's not.
See,
he's
changed.
A person.
You lost a lot of weight, Mike.
Yeah.
Wait,
yeah, lost a lot of color, too, huh?
Well, I notice you have a little blue telephone in your lower left-hand corner.
Oh, a little blue bell.
Is that a symbol of your being attached to some radical organization? Or are you an ultra-conservative?
Well, it's just a blue bell. That's
the blue bells.
Oh, the blue bells of Scotland. The blue bells of Scotland.
Oh, no.
Tis a fine lad you are wearing the blue bells. But did you know the bluebells are a poisonous flower? A poisonous flower that many songs have been written about. Like Lily of the Valley. That's another poisonous flower. Did you know that? Did you know that, lad?
Maybe it's better that I'm not there.
Joe will be talking about all that starting at 3 o'clock and going on until 7 o'clock.
Is Joe Evangelista going to follow us every weekend?
I don't know.
Perhaps it might be a lot of fun me following you like that. Hey,
you got me talking like this myself.
Oh, my goodness.
What's the man going to do?
I don't know either.
I didn't know what you're going to do, lad.
I know Captain Kirk does not have this effect on me, you know.
Oh, manly, yes. I like it too.
All right, enough of the soap commercials on the radio, Mike.
Hey, when I first came to Brookhaven Town.
Hey, hey.
Hey, 90.1.
There was no good music to be heard around.
Hey,
90.1.
And then one day I turned on the dial.
Hey,
90.1.
And there I found music to make me smile.
Hey,
90.1.
I waited for a legal ID.
Hey,
90.1.
The DJ said WUSB.
Hey,
90.1.
So if you want good sounds, do take a look.
Hey,
90.1.
At WUSB, Stony Brook.
Listen, I want to
That sounded better than the original version, I think.
That's right. All it needed was the crashing sound of the sea behind us and the smell of sand and foam.
Well, I smelled the sand and foam.
Really?
Then again,
haven't showered in a while?
You see, you know,
the studio smells like that.
Ladies and gentlemen, that we hire somebody to vacuum the station complex, and the person that we hire does an excellent job.
Except
it only lasts about an hour, and other people just keep tracking in sand and stuff. And
but
that's how we got all the sand in the studio.
I always make sure that I'm around during that hour so I can appreciate it.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, I'm sure that soul, whomever he may be, certainly appreciates that. May I take this moment? Listen, all you 30-year-old guys out there that were in cover bands in the 60s and stuff, and, like, your band's covered material, and, well, like, you don't hear those songs in the radio anymore. I play that kind of music. Now, if this is the first time you're up at 3 o'clock in the morning, I just want to tell you, boy, are you in for something. So why don't you call up and, like...
Taking time from the Voice of Long Island to promote your own personal radio program? Is that what I hear?
No, not at all.
Why, can you believe this?
Oh, this is an outrage.
It's an outrage.
You better come back here, Mike, and
radio.
Take care of this.
I can't.
Why not?
I'm strapped to my bed.
Oh.
He's strapped to his bed. He's got the Red Death. Oh, no.
The Red Death and the Blue Bell. What more could you ask for?
That's right. He's a very colorful guy, that Mike, and his face is white. Red, white, and blue. A patriot. Oh, well.
He's got a bunch of holes in it, too, right?
What was that?
Never mind.
Oh,
Never mind, you missed it. Maybe you can listen to a tape of it later on sometime.
Oh, okay. Is this being taped?
I don't know. Someone somewhere must be taping it. Some governmental organization, I'm sure, is interested in what we're saying.
That's right. They've got a file on us a mile long.
Well, it's 9 minutes
it's
to
3,
3
high,
o'clock.
And 8 miles high.
Okay, all right. Enough of this. We're going to go back into some French songs now.
Wait a minute. Let me hang up.
French songs?
Wait.
I think I have Sister Cerie singing Dominica in my record box here.
Well, why don't you look through that and we'll see what we can do. Mike, we were talking about bus plunge stories before.
Yes.
I was wondering if you might do an imitation of a phone plunge story. Oh, that's Mike with his phone plunge on USB. Goodbye, Mike.
That was real fun, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Listen, the number is 2467901.
If you want to complain, if you want to voice an opinion, express your outrage. This is the place to do it. 8 minutes to what is it, 3 o'clock? And
that's right.
We're going to go out with this here French song there. And
I hope it's 8 minutes long.
It's not 8 minutes long, but we have our Voice of Long Island theme and our Voice of Long Island outro theme.
Okay.
And then we have you for 4 hours.
That's right. Oh, my God.
Yeah, they are.
Quand je suis arrivée, tu m'étais déjà.
And a moment of silence here. Hold on a moment. Funny noises coming out of the telephone. We don't need that, do we? Yes, this is the voice of Long Island. It's 2:56 in the morning, and I don't know where our theme is. There's our theme. It's all set to go now. Yeah. Someone's told me that there are lyrics to this. In fact, they're religious lyrics, but we'll have to hear that sometime when we can get the lyric sheet in. Then Mike and I will stand next to the microphone and sing the lyrics along to the music. And it'll all be a part of the Voice of Long Island of some future date. We'll be back again next Friday night, Saturday morning, something like that, with more lunacy of all sorts. If you have any comments, suggestions, complaints, compliments, etc., 2467901 is our telephone number, area code 516, and our address is WUSB, State University of New York at Stony Brook, Stony Brook, New York, 11794. And for Mike Juhas, who is currently lounging at his house, I'm Eric Corley. We'll see you again next week. Until then, have a good Friday night and Saturday morning.
Out my head by 10:30. Out with mates and dates and friends. That's what I do at weekends. I can't talk and I can't walk, but I know where I'm going to go. I'm going to watch my money go at the local. When my feet go through the door, I know what my right arm is for. Buy a drink and pull a chair up to the edge of the dance floor. Dancers bouncing through the night, trying to stop or start a fight. I sit and watch the flashing lights, moving legs in footless tights. I go out on Friday night and I come home on Saturday morning. I'm
Stony Brook. Isn't this a fun station? Backwoods music.
Anyway, hi there. This is Joe Evangelista, and I'll be coming your way in just a few minutes. But before that, I'd like to tell you something, or rather, I think I'll let Billy Taylor tell you something about Jazz Alive. And it's 3:01 in the morning.
Jazz and Samba unite when Flora Purim and Ayrto Morera knock 'em dead in Monterey. And we'll be there. This is Paul Anthony inviting you to Jazz Alive's Carnival in Monterey with Flora and Ayrto, plus Latin percussion giant Tito Fuente. And Brazilian pianist singer Tanya Maria. Altoist Richie Cole and Alto Madness. Carnival in Monterey on NPR's Jazz Alive.
Hey, you know, you can hear Jazz Alive all sorts of neat times. See that applause? They love Jazz Alive. Saturday nights at 10 on 90.1 FM. And it's time for Joe Evangelista. Yes, most people do feel that way. Were born.